Here's an expression that raises the hair on the back of a lot of people's necks. These ones. It comes up sometimes in sentences like, "My favorite shoes are these ones," and "If you're looking for good tomatoes for a salad, try these ones." The people who bother to notice this usage are pretty universally disgusted by it. But the people I've heard complain about it are a little vague on why they hate it so much. Some seem to find it redundant. After all, if you can say, "I like these," they figure, it makes no sense to add a word by saying, "I like these ones." Other people seem to especially dislike the ones part. One is one, their reasoning goes, so how can it be plural? Are any of these people right? Well, to find out, there are a few grammar points to note first. In "I like these," the word "these" is a pronoun. So it makes sense that you can't insert another noun or pronoun right next to it. It's already doing the job. For example, think about a sentence like, "I saw him, her," or "he hired a man, him." And you can see why "these ones" could bother some people. But the difference is that "these" isn't only a pronoun. It can also be a modifier, that is, an adjective. So when you insert a noun or pronoun like "ones" after "these," you're not doubling up on your pronouns. You're actually giving "these" a different job to do, that of a modifier. So in "I like these shoes," for example, "these" is acting as an adjective, just as it might in "I like these ones." So "these ones" is not a grammatically incorrect way of saying "these." It's just a different grammatical structure. As for "ones" itself, well, open any dictionary to the instructions on how to form plurals, and it becomes clear that any noun in the dictionary can be made into a plural by following some simple rules. So there's no reason "one" can't have the plural counterpart "ones." But though the expression "these ones" is perfectly grammatical, I actually avoid it. And when I see it in an article I'm editing, in a context like "try these ones," I usually cut out "ones" and make it just "try these." My reason? Editing in general, and newspaper editing in particular, are based on the aesthetic principle that extra words should be avoided whenever possible. Inefficient writing, most editors agree, just doesn't resonate with readers the way carefully chosen words and well-streamlined sentences do. That's why I usually change "these ones" to just "these." But if you want to use it, there is no grammar rule that can stand in your way.